Yes, we have some indication of electoral-related violence, but to me, I call these triggers of election violence. Now, if these triggers of election violence are not contained or they are not addressed immediately, then as a country, we might be in a very big problem towards polling days. We need to take some serious actions to contain these triggers of election violence we've been observing for the last 1 week.
Onesmo, some Tanzanians are saying the international community, including the U.S., should impose sanctions against officials in the government to stop issues of politically related violence. That will serve as a warning to anybody who engages in it. What do you say to that?
I'm not in a full support of having sanctions at this level, given the fact that we have not gone to the level of having an escalated or high level of election violence compared to what we've been observing in other parts of the Africa or other part of the world. Of course, we have seen some politically motivated efforts to create unnecessary election-related violence. But if we take actions swiftly, as what US did and other groups, by advising and warning those who are behind those related electoral violence to do away with them, then I think we can contain the situation instead of going to have any sanctions.
Some Tanzanians are saying that the foreign envoys are interfering in the internal political dynamics of Tanzania by issuing out statements about concerns regarding the upcoming elections and its politically related violence. What do you think about this assertion?
First of all, it is very unfortunate that we are conducting general election without having a very good number of international election observers. You remember in the past election, 2015 election, we had EU election observers, we had the Commonwealth election observers, we have African Union, SADC election observers. All of them at this time are not in the country observing what is happening. Therefore, having diplomatic missions like United States of America and other groups within the country trying to play that role is not a problem, because as of now, even the local election observers are not as what we normally used to experience in the previous election. So to me, I find like it is very common. It's for various missions to issue statements during elections, raising their concerns, advising, and on issues that they feel like if they are not addressed, they at the end of the day might put the peace of this country into something else that we have not experienced.